Well, I don't know if I'm, I don't know if I'm that good anymore that I could, I'd really have to work. But anyway, I think if I would, if I had gone into being a trumpet player, or if I ever get to the level again where I think I can do that.
If you had gone into a trumpet player.
If I, no, if I had become.
Sorry, I was going back to my porn.
I was burping. Sorry.
Yeah.
So if I was, that was an omelet with guacamole on.
You know what? That, anyway, you're not required to explain what your burps are. That is only the Big Fatty Show that does that.
I'm under contract.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're not required to explain what your burps are. That is only the Big Fatty Show that does that.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2522. I say chew of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of September, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I have got a list today. Yes, Big Fatty, but it's an awfully short list. Well, yes. Hello, vaccinators. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Y'all, you're vaccinators today, because y'all, on two, I say Tuesday, in the coal mine, we had, they call it the benefits fair, because we're about to go into October, and that's the open enrollment for the coal mining commission, and so that's when you can change your health care and your insurance and your dental plans and just all kinds of stuff like that. And they have different vendors that offer different services to coal miners. They come in and y'all, that is a pizza pie. Yes, Big Fatty, you're required to say that. It's true. So y'all, I wanted to go see the folks from the Social Security. Yes, Big Fatty, the elderly need to know about this. It's true. Y'all, that was the only one that wasn't there. But y'all, one of the things they were doing, they were providing the complimentary. One moment, please, while I have a sip out of my ice water here. One moment, please. They were giving the complimentary flu shots. There, and but y'all, I didn't get one. Big Fatty, are you feeling okay? I am feeling okay, because y'all, I had seen last week when I went into the Von's East to do my coupon shopping. Y'all, they had a sign up that says if you get your flu shot at the Von's East, they'll give you a $10 gift card to use there at the Von's East. And y'all, one of the benefits of working at the coal mine is that it doesn't matter where you go in the state of South Kakalaki, the flu shot is one of those things that is complimentary. It's the same as the colonoscopy. That's complimentary also. Now, if they find something wrong, then it's not complimentary. But but you know, I had that done. Big Fatty, did Toppy ever get his asshole checked? I don't know if he did or not, but I'm sure maybe he'll call us and let us know. By the way, y'all, the voice letters I played yesterday, that's all the voice letters. Big Fatty, what will happen? Oh dear Gussie. But anyway. So y'all, on my way home from the coal mine on two, I say Tuesday, I went by the Von's East, and y'all, Big Fatty, y'all didn't sleep with a Whitman Tinker's Dam on Monday night either. But anyway, got my flu shot, so I'm yes, Big Fatty. Now, do you need to be dewormed? No, I don't think so. But anyway, y'all, Before I get into anything else on my list, let's do this. Yeah, I see y'all today, the 27th of September, y'all, is a very important a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person one time out there in Las Wages at the Pride 48, and he is the better half of old Crooked Hat, Big Fatty Daniel B, but no, y'all, it's Mittens. It's Mittens, old Crooked Hat's husband, or I don't know what the hell they are, but his homosexual lover. And y'all, I got a message over the weekend from my Northeast straight boyfriend. He said, Big Fatty, let's just see if I see it here. He said, on Friday, y'all, he said, how fitting, being tomorrow is Batman Day. Everybody, go visit your local comic book shop. And unrelated, Francie and second fiddle Sean share a birthday. Happy celebration of exiting the birthday to all. And he thought Denny's was Friday too, but it's Denny's was actually Saturday. So y'all are belated. Happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to second fiddle Sean. Yes, Big Fatty, you've added him to your mark and calendar. I have indeed. But y'all, if you see Mittens or second fiddle Sean, Big Fatty, are they on the Twitter or the Facebook? I don't know. But anyway, I want to believe they are. Y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, or a belated happy exiting. And y'all, I hope that they both get a big old, Big Fatty, I'm supposed to say that. Oh, the big old piece of cake. Poor Big Fatty gets so confused sometimes. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, spoiler alert, if you hadn't seen it yet, Monday night they did indeed send home that Barbara Cochran from the Shark Tank. And, y'all, I think that she was very sad because she won't be able to dance with Keo anymore. And, y'all, there's another special episode. It was on Tuesday night. I'm recording this prior to that episode. But, y'all, I think that it's either going to be the football player or the property brother, or Nick Lachey leaving tonight. Big Fatty, you sure are starting the natter music early. Well, you know, sometimes you just have to get the nattering started. Y'all hadn't given you an update on Fat Acres in a while, y'all, because you know I was gone from the 31st of August through the 17th of September, and y'all think it was hot as blue blazes the first few days I was back here, so I didn't go for a nipple walk then, and then I was gone last weekend to the Ara Hotel. Y'all, by the way, I'm gonna give you a chance in a second to get your pencils out, but anyway, I guess it was Sunday and Monday. Y'all, that's still that pizza pie. Sunday and Monday, I went on nipple walks around Fat Acres. On Sunday, I counted how many homes were in some state of construction or finished, you know, from the foundation all the way to people living in them. 87. Y'all, were up to 87 homes that are under that are built or under some level of construction. And then on Monday night when I went out, I counted how many empty lots was still left. Y'all, can you guess how many there were? Big Fatty, I know. Why don't you tell us? 22. 22, I say, chew. And so, y'all, it won't be. And y'all, all of the townhomes are, they're in the, I think there's like five townhomes that are in, that are still under construction. And they're probably 20 to 25 townhomes in phase three of Fat Acres. The others are already completed and people living in them. So, y'all, it's about to be all hunky-dory and put to bed here in Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, speaking of Fat Acres, y'all got a visitor. Got a visitor coming to town this weekend. Y'all, you may have heard of him before. It's a Gay Country West. Big Fatty, is it C-U-N? It is not C-U-N-T. But, y'all, he said he's... coming in. I think he said he's coming in on fall, right? And y'all, he sent me testimoniums over the weekend. And y'all, I was busy. I was busy doing things. Yes, Big Fatty, Horror Hotel. And I can't remember if he said he was gonna leave on Sunday or Monday. But y'all, it doesn't matter. He's gonna be here in the villa. And unfortunately, his other half, Jonathan, is not going to be traveling with him. Jonathan is, y'all, he's doing some sort of, I don't know what it is, field hockey or something like that. So, you know, all I know is happiness is a warm scrum. Betty, that sounds vulgar. Maybe it's the rubby. Maybe he's playing the rubby. Big Fatty, the gay rubby. So anyway, who knows? You might hear Gay Country West on next week. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of people we hadn't heard from in a while, y'all, if any of you have any idea where that Patty Bacon is, y'all, I'm worried about her. I'm just worried sick, I tell you. Patty Bacon has just, this is very unlikely of someone from the Bacon family just disappearing like this. So y'all, we may have to put an all points bulletin out for Patty Bacon. But y'all, if you happen to see her, please let her know that we're worried sick. Worried sick, I say. So there's that. Y'all, on Monday at the callback, y'all, I'm going to take another sip of my water here. One moment, please.
Big Fatty, you know, Steve the Tater loves it when you eat and drink on the little show.
Well, Steve the Tater needs to get off his... what is it? Get it out. Quit being a couch tater. Couch tater and do a little show.
Yes, Big Fatty, that aerial plano needs to get flying again. It's true.
y'all, we had a retirement. Had a retirement seminar at the coal mine. Y'all, I think there's about 30 to 35 of us retiring at the end of June of 2018. Because, you know, everything in the coal mine is on the fiscal year. So that's July 1 to June 30. So that's when we're all hitting the road. And Big Fatty Vader wishes it was sooner. Well, y'all, by the way, it is, as of today, Wednesday, 275 days until Big Fatty is out the door. And, y'all, that's not just work days. That's all days. So, there you have it. And y'all, I'm going to be off probably most of the month of December and half of the month of November. So y'all, I basically got six or seven weeks left in 2017.
Big Fatty, save that leave up like Miss Bacon does. It's true.
Y'all, we had the retirement seminar, and they were telling us what our how to go about the paperwork we needed to do notify them that we were indeed leaving. Big Fatty, why don't you just send up a smoke signal? That's a good idea. What you had to do to register for your retiree health insurance and all that kind of stuff. And because I said it was open enrollment coming in October, but that's for things that are starting January 1. So when I sign up in October, it'll just be for January 1 through June 30. Then I'll have to sign up again as a retiree for the retiree health insurance and all. And you tell them you have to give them your where you want your retirement check to be, the direct deposit and all that kind of stuff, and all kinds of other different things. And that's when I wanted to talk to the lady from the Social Security. She was supposed to be at that also. Y'all, I think there's some sort of family calamity or something that came up for her, and she wasn't able to be at either one of them. But anyway, I did a little... did a little homework on my own because, Big Fatty will be 62 in August. Yes, Big Fatty, the day after Dr. Stone's celebration, that is true. But Dr. Stone won't be 62. No, Big Fatty. I was trying to figure out if I retire, you can take early retirement at 62 or you can take full retirement for Big Fatty, that's at age 66 and 4 months, or you can take late retirement or whatever it is at age 70, and you get more and more. But y'all, I think I'm aiming to go for full retirement at age 66 and 4 months, and I'm trying to make sure that my retirement pension, along with some duckies that I've saved up and all. If I can hold out until 66 and 4 months, and then I'll get a considerable amount more of Social Security if I can wait that 4 years and 4 months. And so I had to figure out, because I didn't know how they figured how much you get in Social Security. But y'all, it is, you take your, because if I'm not working for 4 years and 4 months, then I'll have 4 years that I didn't have any income. Maybe I'll get a part-time job or something like that. I don't know, but I'm going for the worst case scenario, and they base it on your top 35 years of income. It's an adjusted figure and all like that. And y'all, even if I don't work those 3 or 4 years, it will be the same. I didn't want it to reduce my Social Security amount, but y'all, it'll be the same whether I work or not work. Big Fatty, you're just doing all this financial retirement planning. I guess y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Of course, I'll be heading on over to the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all, I got a sneak peek at the circular. Y'all, they're going to have the good grilled chicken Caesar salad on sale in the deli. So I may get that for my lunch on hump day. So we'll see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Biba and that Adam Burns, husband of Birthday Boy Mittens, over there at the BFO. And Daniel, we hadn't heard from you except that voice letter yesterday. Anything you want to remind people all about?
You're not required to explain what your burps are. That is only the Big Fatty Show that does that.
Oh, and I do it with regularity. Big Fatty, you burp with regularity.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com,
or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.